to Coors Light Frost Brewed Friday, live from Quackers Last Stop in the Big Y Center, because it's that time when we wonder aloud, do they get the significance of the send button that the camera is on, that people carry a recording studio on them 24/7? The answer is obviously no. Thus, we roll out the Crunch Time Toolshed. But before we reveal our nominees, let's bring in the man with the key, our Crunch Time Toolshed landlord.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with an umpire, Cowboy Joe West. You know, of all the cliches in sports, I don't care if it's defense wins championships or the Celtics have to cheat to win championships. The one that really rings true, it's never good when you know the name of an official. Who is it Blazer fans used to get driven up a wall by? Steve Javy? It's even worse that they possess a moniker that just screams arrogance. Joe, no, no, no. What I mean by no is nobody is there to see you. Yet, we always see you. I thought that call on the Altuve homer was gutless. And yes, I'm calling it a homer because it went over the wall. Outfielder Mookie Betts did not catch it. He closed his glove too quickly. Then they go to replay, and they blow that. And I think they ignored the letter of the law, be it above the yellow, what fans are allowed to do inside the stands. It's just awful umpiring 101. Next up, Dodger shortstop Manny Machado. Look, the dude's a hell of a player. Would have fit in really well during the first glory era of shortstops Miguel Tejada, Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez, Nomar. You know, multi-tool shortstops of the 90s and early 2000s. But the jerk store has officially called. They're running out of number 8 Dodger jerseys. I mean, we love guys who play hard, play to the whistle, and we've learned this, that it's not really that difficult to avoid being cheap and dirty. In this series alone, he's deliberately kicked first baseman Jesus Aguilar. The rare attempt at a takeout on a ground out to first. Then he was running to second on a Clay Bellinger grounder. He not only tried to take down Brewer shortstop Orlando Arcia, he then grabbed him by the leg. Then he admits he doesn't play hard all the time. And don't forget, as an Oriole, he injured Dustin Pedroia of the Red Sox on an unnecessarily out-of-the-baseline, cheap shot, hard slide. What a jackass. Finally, Mark Emmert and the NCAA. You know, this whole thing with the G League offering a $125,000 deal and players who don't want to attend college, and then you got the trial in New York. The NCAA, it seems at this point, will dance, sing, walk a tightrope, just anything to maintain their monopoly based on this fraudulent amateurism. The fact you have people like Coach K calling the proceedings a blip, That's disturbing, and I think it's disgraceful. At this point, the thought of calling a one-and-done player a, I'm using air quotes, student-athlete, it's kind of laughable. They're in high school. They're deemed eligible to attend your college. But once the season ends and they know they're going pro, come on. They're not going to class. They're protecting what they care about, money. And the high salaries the people who work for the NCAA and their coaches make. I mean, you hear about Bill Self and some else of what's going on here. I mentioned Krzyzewski. And it seems like the powers that be are literally counting the days and hoping this all just magically goes away, which I'm not 100% sure. That's exactly going to happen when we get into the 4 o'clock hour. I'll read some of the specifics that we've learned. Machado's a jerk. The NCAA is nonspecific. I want to put Cowboy Joe West in the tool shed. And since it's my tool shed, it's my show, I have the list in front of me. I keep a record of who the entries and nominees are. This week, Cowboy Joe West, you go into the Crunch Time tool shed. So take that. And with that, we close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Woot, woot.